The Omicron variant continues to sweep the nation, causing holiday flight delays and, in Boulder County, long lines at COVID test sites. The site at the Stasio Ballfields registered a more than 300% increase in tests administered since mid-month. Boulder County health officials report a more than 150% increase in positive cases in the last week. Amid the surge, the Centers for Disease Control released new guidelines yesterday to reduce the recommended isolation period of those infected from 10 days to 5. Colorado officials quickly adopted the new guidelines, recommending that people who test positive isolate for 5 days. If symptom-free after day 5, a mask is required for 5 additional days. A suspect involved in a shooting spree in Denver and Lakewood was shot and killed by police Monday, but not before killing 4 people and wounding at least 3 others. Officials say shootings took place in 9 locations across Denver and Lakewood. Police attempted to pull over the suspect while in Denver, but after a shootout, the suspect disabled the police vehicle and moved on to the busy Belmar shopping area in Lakewood. When the suspect arrived, he fired at police and then ran to the Hyatt Place Hotel and shot a clerk before police fired and shot him. A hearing on January 13 will reconsider the 110-year prison sentence of truck driver Rogel Aguilera Medeiros. In an unusual move, First Judicial District Attorney Alexis King said that her office will likely recommend the sentence be reduced between 20 and 30 years. Medeiros will be present at the next hearing, but will not testify. Judge A. Bruce Jones said families of victims can testify. Written testimony on behalf of Medeiros will be accepted also. Multiple rallies have been held at the Denver Capitol, and almost 5 million petitioners asked Governor Jared Polis to step in and grant Medeiros clemency. The now 26-year-old Medeiros caused a deadly multi-car accident in 2019. Dozens of cars were ablaze on I-70, and 4 people died. Medeiros was driving a semi-tractor trailer at 85 miles per hour and told investigators that his brakes had failed. The Colorado Mountains saw many avalanches over the weekend, with one leading to the death of a skier. Poor road conditions continue today. KGNU's Steve Miller has more.
The skier was killed while backcountry skiing in an avalanche near Cameron Pass on Christmas Eve. Cameron Pass is located around 65 miles west of Fort Collins on Highway 14. Another skier was rescued after being found unconscious by friends near Ophir Pass, close to Telluride. He was able to ski out with the group. The Denver Channel reports that I-70 at Vail Pass reopened Monday after full closure for avalanche mitigation. The closure lasted until about 10:40 a.m., when all lanes were then opened. At 5:05 this morning, the National Weather Service issued a warning for snow and blowing snow for the higher mountains. Bands of light snow will continue across the higher terrain this morning and continue into tomorrow. Mountain roads will remain snow-covered and slick. Blowing and drifting snow can be expected over the higher passes and above treeline. In some high mountain areas, additional snow accumulations will be between 1 and 2 inches, with winds gusting as high as 50 miles an hour. The latest road conditions for Colorado can be obtained by calling 511 or by going to the website cotrip.org. I'm Steve Miller for KGNU.
Firefighters battled through the night to put out a grass fire that started Monday near Chatfield Reservoir in Jefferson County. Called the Oak Fire, the wildfire began near South Kipling Parkway and C-470. By late afternoon, 150 acres along the slope known as the Hogback had burned. At first, officials called for evacuations and pre-evacuations of residences, but later reversed the orders as winds died down. Officials say the fire has been reduced to hot spots and that smoke will likely still be visible today. It'll be cold but sunny in Boulder today, with a high near 36, dropping down to 15 in the evening. In Fort Collins, a high near 31 and a low around 11, with gusts of wind up to 24 miles per hour. Some gusty winds also in Denver, with highs near 39. Lows around 16. Right now, outside our Boulder studios, it's 30 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Benita Lee.